First, young people leaving military service can have a hard time finding their way in the civilian world. Vets in their early 20s are twice as likely as others their age to be unemployed.
So recently, a new organization, Hire a Hero, brought several hundred CEOs to the Camp Pendleton Marine Base here in Southern California. Hire a Hero wants to show why former Marines might make good civilian employees. Allison St. John of member station KPBS in San Diego has more.
Open your mouths, aye, aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
You're going to turn to the left. You understand that?
This drill instructor is shouting orders not at Marine recruits, but at a group of civilian millionaires. Everyone in this group, being herded off tour buses onto the tarmac at Camp Pendleton, is a member of the Elite Entrepreneurs Organization, young and very successful CEOs. Dressed in jeans, T-shirts, and designer sweatpants, they look slightly shell-shocked as they line up in formation.
Let's go now. Keep it tight. He's barely touched the person in front of you. Do you understand? Let's go. Move now.
This day trip to Camp Pendleton includes hands-on experience of Marine recruit training to get a feel for how the Corps instills its values. Discipline is a good thing in an employee, but businesses need creative thinkers, too. With helicopters buzzing overhead, the CEOs are deposited on a rocky hillside where they see how Marines' on-the-job ingenuity is tested. They try an exercise that recruits do during Crucible Week, the most arduous part of recruit training.
Situation. Immediately ahead is the enemy communication station.
The entrepreneurs are split into groups to tackle various training missions involving dummy explosives and assault course-type terrain.
The mission is to destroy the tower and return to starting point. The explosives must be handled with care.
This sort of tests your creativity in a very immersive, kind of slightly stressful situations.
Tyler Garland, who runs an industrial design company in Los Angeles, took a moment to retrieve his sunglasses from a fence post. Panting slightly, he noted that the exercise builds several skills useful in the business world: teamwork, good communication, and reaching consensus rapidly. The training to stay sharp and perform well under stress could also be an asset, Garland says.
I would love to have that drill sergeant come in and talk to my staff.
Let's finish up. Take those Kevlars, put them in the back of the truck.
Staff Sergeant John Snelson barks instructions to the CEO recruits. He says hopefully the exercise demonstrates the qualifications, like discipline and ingenuity, that Marine training fosters. He says a school diploma or a college degree is easy to put into a resume.
It's not so easy to quantify a military person's experience, and so we hope to give them a little taste of that so they can understand that when a former military member comes to their desk with a resume.
Entrepreneur and former Marine Dan Caulfield helped organize the day trip to Camp Pendleton. He's president of Hire a Hero, a national organization based in Southern California, which aims to link up potential employers with ex-military. Caulfield says young vets getting back into the job market are undervalued.
They are often underemployed in jobs that are really beneath them, getting paid less than they should get paid. And it's almost as if they left high school to go and prove themselves, but then when they get out of the military, they're getting the same jobs that they could have gotten coming out of high school.
But today's Camp Pendleton training appears to have convinced some that veterans have more to offer. Jerry Morton is CEO of an L.A. company that sells nutrition products.
It's already a pre-qualified employee, and you've got somebody who's already shown that they have that character and those values and the commitment to be able to stick through basic training and be a Marine. You know, they're probably not just going to flake out on a Tuesday morning for work.
Drill, all right? I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate the drill.
The CEOs try not to flake out during the training, but by the end of the day, they're visibly flagging as the instructor demonstrates the art of fist fighting with a punching pad.
All right? And you'll keep going until I tell you to stop, all right? 110%, all right? It's going to look like this.
The Hire a Hero website that went national last month is already full of hundreds of postings from employers around the country who believe hiring former military could be a boon for their business. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.